welcome to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace Mollard. Hello Hello World is available wherever you stream podcasts. Please be sure to rate, share, and comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. I'm so excited to announce my 50th show. I say it all the time, but I can't say it enough. I wouldn't be doing this 50th show without the support from everybody. It's been incredible. I can say all the cliche things. I never thought I would get this far, and I didn't. So thank you for encouraging me. All of the advice, all of the feedback is definitely greatly appreciated. Today I'm chatting with Serena Cole from 519 Culture. 519 Culture is the coolest local business, community spreading business. She makes boxes, baskets, crates, whatever it is that you want to give a lovely gift in. She handpicks these lovely gifts from a selection of local businesses that is incredible. I'm so excited for you to check out her website and to create some gifts for any special person in your life. Also, there's a few announcements throughout the episode, and there's a special announcement at the very end just for you, so make sure you listen till the very end. I know you're going to learn something from this episode. Grab yourself some water, and thanks for listening.
Yay!
All right, I'm here today with Serena Cole from 519 Culture. 519 Culture Lifestyle Boxes. Hi, Serena.
Hello.
We're doing an in-person interview today, so this should be fun.
Yay!
Yay. So 519 Culture is, I'll let you talk a little bit about it, but it's basically curated gifts in a box, local goodies. Right?
Yeah, pretty much. Whatever I can fit into a box lately, find it locally. That's what I create gifts with. So it started out like that because of just ease of getting boxes, and it was a crazy time in 2020. So it was a nice way to deliver things to friends and family too that I found in the community. So goes the local lifestyle box.
Yes, we have so many good. I mean, looking around, I have the pleasure of being in the studio that you work out of. We have so many great, I hate using the word small, but businesses in our city that create beautiful things, and you're showcasing them in a beautiful way by allowing us to create these boxes and gifting local and keeping our community going. So thank you for doing that. How did you get started? Like, what was your inspiration to start doing something like this in our community?
It was really, a long time coming, that I didn't even know. I really like shopping the markets and, discovering, you know, people's talents in the area. And I'd always had a knack for giving really cool gifts to people, specifically my sister's teachers or my kids' teachers. Mm-hmm. My parents, especially because they have everything. So just a little bit of this and that. I think a background in graphic design and a passion for really liking to work with people and making people happy. It just kind of segued into the perfect business for me. And like you said, you're in my studio, which is attached to my house. So that is really convenient as well. So
yeah,
that's how it started, with just kind of as a hobby, and it really just blew up last year, and slowly evolving into more and more and bigger and better. And yeah, like you said, there's no shortage of amazing products and businesses, and you're right, mm-hmm. They're not all small. Some are really small, they're hobbyists in their basements, and then other have brick and mortar and sell in retail stores around the country. So it's a great journey, and I definitely am enjoying it so far.
Yes. And I think the people who are on board with you are enjoying it as well. Oh, they're
their goodies are getting put into the hands of more and more people in the community. So,
yeah, that's what I loved doing for the businesses. And even still now, because a lot of these people just sell on their own little buy and sells or markets here and there. And it really kind of empowers them to be their own entrepreneurs and how to grow their business and connect with other partners in 519 and get information, you know, even, you know, who do you use for your taxes, who do you use for your labels, what struggles did you, you know, come into contact with when you first started.
Yes.
So I can avoid those.
Yeah, for sure. We rely on each other in the community as, you know, just influencer or whatever it is, creators, makers on each other, because it's such a great, strong foundation that we have here. So these gifts are amazing. And let's talk a little bit about what would be in a box. You have a lot of different sizes and a lot of different vessels can be used. Baskets and crates, really cool stuff. But then also, you and I share a love for boxes. there's some beautiful boxes that you can fill. So give us an example of what it would be if we were to go on your website and what we would find to fill a box.
I really try and have a broad variety of items. But I guess the core items that I did start with was coffee, tea, chocolates, handmade things like knitted cloths, natural soaps, pretty much all the things that I would love to get as a gift, things that I use on a daily basis. And, you know, a lot of times those the people running those businesses made me excited to, you know, share their.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit about your website, because you worked, I know you've worked really hard on it.
I have,
and
yes.
And it looks very beautiful. I think that's what one of the, like the best things about you and your business is that you work so hard, constantly to get here, and the website shows. So when you go on the website, it's very easy to navigate. You have a design a custom gift option, as well as already curated beautiful modern gifts. So, I don't know, like, tell me a little bit about how to navigate through your website if I wanted to build a gift.
So yeah, if you wanted to build a gift, you can go right from the homepage. It's nice and easy to click there. It'll bring you right into pick a package. So like you're saying earlier, I don't just have gift boxes, but now I have different baskets and crates and trays and buckets. I'm really trying to expand variety there for customers. So you pick your vessel and then you go on to the product. So they're grouped into types and themes a little bit, but I really want people to shop and see all the products available, because you might stumble upon something you didn't know you even wanted to gift. So yeah, you just go through, pick your things, and go to checkout. It lays it all out for you. Make sure that you have everything you want in there. If you wanted to add something, you could always go back. And then you can create as many custom gifts as you want, which is really nice. So, you know, you can create multiple teacher gifts or sibling gifts or coworker gifts and make them really unique, and individual, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff to choose from, and for everyone, everybody can enjoy a gift from here. There's lots, so many options, and you do corporate gifting as well.
I do. Yeah. That's something new this year. I really didn't even have that on my radar. I really wanted to just gift to the people in the community, but quickly realized that businesses want to support local, now more than ever. So working with 519 Culture just gives them that perfect, platform to really choose and shop from different businesses and products, know about the people and the products, and, you know, make really cool gifts for their clients or their staff members. So that those are always really fun, and group gifts too are nice, because then I get to include lots of fun munchies and things for people to take home, which is always fun to think about how they're opening it and going through it and choosing who gets what.
Yes, totally. And I mean, you've done so much so far, and I know you have a lot of things coming up, and we have something coming up together, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But what are the ultimate goals for this business for you?
I feel like that maybe has changed from the beginning till now. I think ultimate goals would to really make this an actual company rather than just a business. Have employees, have lots of things being lots of things going on in the community, hosting events. I really have a big vision for this business to become something really big and a staple in our community.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to be 519 proud. I want them to know that they can, you know, get great things right here in our own community, and just to support our economy really as well.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Having people purchase things and strengthen that is ultimately really important for us, mm-hmm. as a community to stand strong.
Yep. For sure. It sure is. I just thought of something else that I wanted to ask you that I don't even have written down, and I can't think of what it is. Oh, you once told me a story about, because I often think about how really this came, you said a little bit about that, but the way that your mind works is so business forward, which I appreciate a lot because I have a lot of ideas. And so do you, but you put them into play. You have action behind them. So you've told me a story before about how you basically have always been this way. And I find it very interesting, and it makes a lot of sense as to how you got to 519 culture. So if you know the story I'm talking about, let me know. Let us know.
I do. I've reflected a lot on how I ended up here. And it all started back as a little girl. My parents had a shed across the street that just had a bunch of junk in it. And my friend and I at the time decided that we were going to turn it into a store because we had nothing available. We lived in the middle of nowhere. There was a whole bunch of kids that just wanted, you know,
candy
and chips and something to do other than play in the forest. So we got together as much money as we had in our piggy banks, went to the dollar store in town and bought up all the chips and pop and candy we could, and went back and set up shop. And we sold out everything in one day, which was exciting. People still tell me they remember coming and shopping at the store. I don't really know why we didn't continue doing it because it was so successful, but I think we were just happy with the money we made that day.
Yes.
It carried us through the summer. But from there, it was just always a passion. Always wanted to have my own business, dabbled, you know, put my foot in things here and there. I sold Avon. I, dabbled in essential oils.
Yeah.
I have, a jewelry business, and I sold Tupperware.
Yeah.
All of those things, you know, with also going to school for graphic design.
Yeah.
Not really pursuing that career, but always just having this burning passion to have my own. And, always happy to be working in my career and what I did and the people I worked with, but still wanting to have some kind of hustle and something to call my own. And just really all of those little experiences brought me to my 40th year of living. And it was this moment of, shit, I'm going to turn 40. What, you know, what am I going to leave behind? You know, like, what are people going to say about me? You know, I was a teacher, I was a mom, a sister, daughter, but what am I leaving behind really as a legacy in the community and for my kids to brag about? And
mm-hmm.
That's going to be 519 culture.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, it is. Totally. Thank you for sharing all of that with me. I can't wait to order my boxes for everyone. Anyone listening, you're getting one, probably some of you anyway.
If they're lucky.
If they're lucky.
The chosen ones.
Yes. I like to separate my interviews with some random questions, and these ones are pretty random. So I'm going to ask you those questions if you're comfortable with that.
Yes. And I'm a little nervous, but I'll try.
And then we're going to talk about some more interesting things. Okay. You ready?
Ready.
What is a current trend that you hope sticks around forever?
Oh my. A current trend that sticks around forever. Jeez.
Well, we know like bell bottoms didn't stick around forever. I'm hoping that tapered jeans stick around forever because that's all I have.
I was going to say something about comfy pants. I think that there's something to be said about business, casual, tights. Yeah. You know, looking great and still feeling great at the same time. So yeah, comfy trends.
Okay. Mine is happiness and kindness. That's what I hope sticks around forever.
That would be wonderful.
Have you ever buried a time capsule?
I have, actually, twice.
Okay.
When I was in grade 10, my best friend and I, we buried a time capsule. I specifically remember there was pogs in there.
Pogs!
So if you are the same age as me or had younger siblings, you would know what pogs are. We also wrote letters to each other in there, and had some other probably weird things
cool.
in there.
Cool.
So yeah, that's buried and has never been brought to surface that I know of. And in my grade 11 religion class, we also did a time capsule on what we thought, you know, children of the future would want.
Cool.
And that was buried at Villanova. So again, I don't know if those were ever dug up.
That's neat.
The teacher has since retired, and I don't know. Actually, now you're sparking my thoughts on
that's
reaching
the point.
Out to see. Yeah, maybe I'll have to go there with a shovel at midnight and start digging around.
Ah, that's the point. That's the point. Okay. Best documentary that you've ever watched?
Oh, I watch a lot of documentaries.
Yeah, I know. That's why I asked you this question.
I would say, I don't know if I have a specific one that is the best, but I think anything to do with nature or phenomenons are really, really interesting. I think One Strange Rock documentary, it's narrated by Will Smith. It is mind-blowing, the information and the way that they present facts.
Okay, I don't know that one.
Yeah, it's really interesting. That
this is why I asked.
Yeah, but anything like nature-y, I could watch a documentary on anything, probably on paper making. I'm sure it would be interesting to me.
Let's make one.
Yeah.
Curated curated gift documentary.
Oh, I have stories for days. Trials and tribulations.
Right. Last question. What's a world record that you have a shot at beating?
I am self-proclaimed world's best knot untier. I feel like
really?
If there is a world record out there, which I'm sure there is because there's a world record for everything.
There is.
I would love to compete in that. There has never been a knot that I could not untie.
That is that's a fun fact.
Yeah, it's one of those weird passions, and every once in a while it comes to shine, and I can untie a knot for some weird situation.
Oh, gosh, that's great.
Yeah, it's one of my weird qualities.
It's a good quality.
Thanks.
That's awesome. Thanks for answering those. They were pretty random.
Yeah, they were.
They were.
They were, and so were my answers.
Oh, so I forgot to mention at the beginning of the episode, this is my 50th episode. I am so proud of me for this, and
I'm proud of you, too.
Thanks.
Everybody should be.
Yeah.
50 episodes. I don't think I've done 50 of anything.
So 50 episodes, I decided that this was the best person to have this 50th episode with because... Da, 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 da. Serena and I are joining forces.
Yay!
So, we've been working together for about a month now. We both have, I'll go back to what's written in Serena's website, which is she's dedicated to creating community by discovering, supporting, and connecting with locals. So, that's kind of her mission statement, right? And I think that's kind of my mission statement too. So we've been working hand in hand together, using each other's ideas, brainstorming for bigger and better things together. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how we connected, because it's really important to me to make sure that everyone knows how strong the universe can connect people. It's really insane how it just keeps knock, knock, knocking at you.
It is insane.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? First of all, thank you for joining forces with me. It's my honor to be working with you in creating this new, I don't know, new way of community. Let's just put it that way. So I don't know. We can talk a little bit about this. Back when I started my podcast in March, Serena was one of the first small businesses that I kind of followed. And I noticed for sure that she was just community-based, just like me. So I don't know who reached out first, but somebody was knocking on someone's DMs just saying, hey, you know, this is me. We have the same forces, kind of, and let's unite. And then I'll let you say what you know about my mother.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Mama.
It's hard to believe. I don't know. I feel like people are going to think we're making some stuff up, but it's crazy. So, like I said, I did sell Tupperware, and that was kind of like it kept me sane. And it was really fun, and I did learn a lot, but I used to host these online games, and one stormy night, actually it was a full moon. I had this woman who I didn't know reach out to me and ask me what this game was and wanted more information, and she was kind of like distracting me really from getting ready for the night. Purchases were already made for tickets, but for some reason I felt, you know, I really wanted to let her know and let her in on this game. So I let her in. She bought a ticket. She asked a lot of questions. She lost her internet connection. She came back into the game and ended up winning the jackpot, which was awesome.
Awesome.
I was so happy that, you know, she tried really hard to understand and participate.
Yeah.
And she won, and it was meant to be. And she was so excited, and we chatted after about how crazy that was and how she had a business called So Can Oma, and I had an Oma, and it was a really cool thing. So
yeah.
I just felt connected to her right away. I was like, oh, she's an Oma and I had an Oma, and this is great. And she talked a little bit about the full moon, and she was charging her crystals, and I said, okay, well, that's weird because I'm doing the exact same thing. Now, these are a lot of really weird coincidences, but that's how things go. I trust the universe.
Yeah.
I'm open to things like that. So come to find out that she makes amazing things, you know, with her sewing machine. And
yep.
I love her masks. And we talked about her masks at the time, and scrunchies and things like that.
Yes.
So I supported her business a little bit. And then, yeah, like you said, reached out to you at the same time, not knowing that you guys were related at all.
No.
And then once we connected, I got a message from your mom saying, hey,
yeah,
found out you connected with my daughter. And I thought, oh my gosh. I thought our connection was crazy. And then
yeah.
Now you have this amazing daughter named Candace, who I, at the time, I still do, really looked up to and admired for, you know, what she was doing in the community. So, yeah, long story.
Yeah.
To the end, here we are a month later and, like, still...
Yep.
Getting off track and chatting about, you know, personal things.
Yeah.
How our thoughts and how we want to be. And it's going to be awesome. I think that joining forces is going to be really powerful moving forward.
Yeah.
Like you said, you're full of ideas. Mm-hmm. I am too. I'm not afraid to take risks.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm going to bring you a shell with that.
That's okay.
We're going to put ourselves out there, and it's going to be great.
Yes. Yeah. My mom always has a way of making sure that I'm perfectly tied into the community. She's always sending me new businesses that I don't know about, and it's lovely. And it's no surprise to me that that would be our main connection. Yeah, we're smashing brains, everybody. That's what we're doing over here. We're working hard for some fun things in the new year. That's for sure. We have lots of plans, and if anyone knows me, they know I have lots of ideas, but I think Serene is going to just be the vessel to kind of achieve these things. So yeah, that being said, it's going to be awesome. I'm excited to work with you.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I work really well with people. This past year working on my own with this business, essentially, I mean, yeah, I have friends and family, but it was hard. It was really, really hard. I want somebody to bounce ideas off of. I want somebody to tell me it's not a good idea. I want somebody to bring ideas to the table. And I've really been searching for that perfect person and could never imagine hiring or collaborating with a stranger.
Yeah.
But I never considered you a stranger.
Yeah.
Even from when we just met through our DMs, I didn't feel like that. So definitely was the perfect match.
Yeah.
And the energies together, for sure, really strong.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I always hate bringing up COVID, but a lot of the banter on my show is based around that because a lot of the small businesses and the businesses in general started because of COVID. But I think since COVID, it's forced us to develop relationships with people through a screen. And I think you are, and I have... we're lucky that we're able to meet in person and not just speak over a screen, but it also gives you, because we've chatted over DMs and stuff, you and voice clips, you know, it gives you a better impression of who somebody is, without even meeting them. But like I said, we're lucky enough to work together and we're going to be in Serena's studio working hard to bring the community even closer together. The good thing about Serena and I is that, yes, we both totally support local, and I've had a lot of interesting people on my show, which some to which she doesn't know of or carry in her shop, and then vice versa. She's introducing me to a lot of cool local businesses that I can reach out to and have on my show. So together we're going to bring much awareness to this community and what everything that we have to entail in the community. So somebody wants to count how many times we said community, I will give you a prize.
Yes.
It will be a curated gift from me from 519 Culture. If you can tell me the accurate amount of times that the word community was in this podcast. So that being said, we should probably wrap it up because we've got some work to do. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Serena, thank you so much for sending me a DM back in the first place in April, back in April. It's going to be awesome talking and connecting and working with you.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for, you know, joining forces with me and trusting my crazy ideas and listening to my, you know, chatter go on and on. And yeah, all my voice clips at 2 o'clock at night when you're already sleeping. And then you're messaging me when I'm sleeping in the morning.
Yeah, so. 5 a.m. messages. It works, though. It's all about balance, my friend.
It is. Yeah.
All right, guys. We will see you on episode 51. Hi. You made it to the end. Congratulations. So, first person who can send me a DM or an email or a text and tell me the correct amount of times that the word community was used throughout this episode from beginning to end will receive a beautifully curated gift from Serena and I from 519 Culture, made especially for you. So I'm really looking forward to seeing who gets this lovely gift. Good luck, everybody.